Chapter 13. They parted ways at the front stairs. Nans and the ladies were going out to the terrace, and Lexi intended to take Sprinkles for a walk. She texted Jack on the way up the stairs, hoping he could join them. In the upstairs hall, a crowd had gathered in front of Danny Manning's room. Jack stood outside the door in the hall, along with the navy-shirted guy and Joy from the production crew. Gloria stood off to the side. "What's going on?" Lexi peered inside the room, where Garrity and a red-faced Danny were having words.
"I tell you, those are not mine."
Danny pointed to a plastic bag that Garrity was holding. Inside the bag, Lexi could make out the pills from the amber pill bottle.
"Garrity did a search of the rooms, and he found that in Danny's underwear drawer."
Jack filled Lexi in. "A search? Wouldn't he need a search warrant?" Lexi asked.
"Not if everyone gave him permission, which they did."
"I'm going to have to take you down to the station, Danny. I have some more questions now that we've found these pills in your room. And a witness says they saw you going into Leonard's room last night,"
Garrity said.
But,
Danny sputtered, waving his hands in frustration.
"Someone must have put them here. Maybe we can look on that video monitor and see."
Violet had come down the hall and was standing behind Lexi.
"I'm afraid that won't work. The cameras only go as far as the library, and this room is further down the hall."
Garrity lifted an eyebrow suspiciously.
"But you probably already knew that, so that you could try to make like you were set up."
Danny held his hands up.
"No, I swear, I was set up. You guys know I didn't go into Leo's room. We saw it on the surveillance tape."
He turned a pleading face toward Jack, Lexi, and Violet.
"We think the killer altered the video to exclude the part where he went to Leonard's room."
Garrity led a protesting Danny out of the room and down the hall.
"A lot of the evidence points to you. But don't worry, we'll do a thorough investigation. And if you really are innocent, it will come out,"
Garrity added, as they disappeared down the stairs.
"Well, I guess that's it then."
Violet seemed chipper.
"Now we can all get back to business."
In contrast to Violet's happiness, Joy looked down in the dumps.
"I don't know what this means for the documentary. There's no producer now. So I guess we need to all start packing our bags."
Navy's shirt spoke up.
"Don't be too sure. The company may still let us put it on. Plus, Danny hasn't been charged with anything, and the inspector didn't say we could leave, so I'm not sure if we can."
"This is certainly interesting. I wonder what Nans will make of it."
Lexi whipped out her cell phone and texted Nans.
"I'm sure she'll have something to say."
Jack's face looked hard, as if he were deep in thought.
"What do you think about it?"
Lexi asked. He pressed his lips together and shook his head.
"I'm not convinced it was Danny, though he does have a decent motive."
Nan said she didn't think the motive of getting the executive producer job was strong enough.
"Oh, he might have had more than just that as a motive,"
Gloria said from behind them. Lexi turned around, her brows raised in question.
"Really? Like what?"
Gloria shrugged.
"Oh, I don't know. I got the impression maybe Leo had found out something about Danny that he didn't like."
Jack narrowed his eyes at Gloria.
"What exactly would that be?"
Gloria blinked at them.
"I don't know exactly. I just got that impression. I can't say for sure what it was, although I did hear there might be someone not quite loyal to the group."
Gloria then turned and sashayed away from them. Lexi looked at Jack.
"You think Danny could be the mole?"
"Anything's possible."
They proceeded to their room, where Sprinkles was anxiously waiting. Lexi gave her a few treats and put her in her harness, the whole time wondering if Danny had been the mole. You know, Danny would have had the perfect opportunity to go to Leonard's room and the knowledge to doctor the surveillance video. Having worked as Leonard's assistant producer, he'd know what kind of pills Leonard took and might have even picked them up at the pharmacy for him. And he'd be the perfect candidate for the rival company to have as their mole, because he'd have the most information about their projects.
Good points.
Jack opened their door and gestured for Lexi and Sprinkles to precede him into the hallway.
If he is the mole, I assume Garrity will find a large deposit of money in his bank account. We'll know soon enough.
They headed downstairs and ran into Nans, Ida, and Helen in the foyer.
Are you off for a walk?
Nans bent down to pet Sprinkles behind the ears.
We are.
Jack leveled a look at Nans.
And what are you up to? Now that the killer's been caught, you must have some extra time on your hands.
Nans waved her hands.
Not at all. I'm still investigating. Garrity can't seriously think it was Danny, can he?
Well, a lot of the evidence points to him, and he did have the pills in his room,
Jack pointed out.
Fiddlesticks, those were planted.
When would someone have done that?
Jack asked.
Probably the morning we were busy discovering Leonard's body,
Ida offered.
And besides, how do you propose Danny got into Leonard's room to switch the pills?
Nans asked.
I assume he doctored the videotape, as you suggested earlier. He had the skill set.
Nans shook her head.
Nope. Ruth checked that out just a little while ago, and those video surveillance tapes were not doctored.
Nans looked around.
Where is Ruth, anyway?
Jack stared at Nans.
That's impossible, because if they weren't doctored, then no one went into Leonard's room.
They weren't doctored,
Nans said with certainty. Jack laughed.
Surely you don't expect me to believe the ghost of Wellington Mance killed Leonard.
Nans winked.
Maybe. You'll have to wait and see. I'm certain Garrity is making a big mistake, though, because I know who did it and why.
Jack flapped his arms.
If you know all that, then why don't you just tell us?
Nan's face turned thoughtful.
Because, unfortunately, I don't know exactly how they did it. But once I do, I will prove to you exactly who the killer is. And I can assure you, it is not Danny Manning.